the idea of meal timing is such a popular topic when it comes to talking about fat loss and talking about our health that it warrants further discussion. Specifically, we want to look at, does meal timing actually have any kind of correlation to improving your results when it comes to fat loss? That's what we're covering today. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian, as always. And as I said, today we're talking all about meal timing and fat loss. Is there a link? Is there a reason to focus on meal timing if you're trying to improve your results when it comes to fat loss and your body composition? So when it comes to fat loss, we all know that we need to be in a calorie deficit over time to achieve that reduction in weight, ideally from body fat, obviously, as a higher percentage. And then that's the kind of fundamental truth, the calories in, calories out, fundamental truth of achieving fat loss. However, things don't just stop there. There is a lot of nuance, there's a lot of consideration and strategies when it comes to improving our results. And more specifically, we want to just be looking at losing weight, as I said. We want to be, you know, looking at improving our body composition. And that's why questions such as, does meal timing matter? Should I be eating after this point in time or avoiding that? You know, is there an ideal kind of breakup of your meals? All these sort of things kind of come about and people always ask about it. And, you know, it's easy to answer, but it is one of those things that there is a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of BS out there suggesting things that have no science to back it up. Well, don't worry, because today you're going to get the blunt truth of what is evidence-based. And the fact of the matter is this, there is no direct correlation between meal timing and the level of results you achieve, provided that you are equating for calories and equating for protein adequacy. Doesn't matter if you eat after 6 p.m., despite some of the crap out there saying you can't eat after 6 p.m. or can't eat after 7 p.m. or some arbitrary number, like your body decides to just halt all potential fat loss just because you've eaten after a certain time. Like, it's ridiculous. But yeah, there's nothing like that. Eating early in the morning or skipping breakfast doesn't matter. Doesn't matter when you have your meals, as long as you hit your nutrient targets for the day, as long as you're overeating or undereating, as long as you're hitting all those, you know, micronutrients you need to be eating or your macros, all that sort of stuff. Now, you don't have to go in the nitty-gritty and focus on these, but you get what I mean. As long as you meet your targets, you're going to be fine. It's the strategy behind it that's going to determine if you're achieving fat loss. You can play around with your meal timing till the cows come home. If you're not eating in a calorie deficit consistently enough, long enough, you are not going to achieve the result you're trying to achieve. And that's just a factor of the matter. Because I've seen this time and time again. The thing that we look at first, you know, when a client steps through my door and they tell me they're struggling with fat loss, the first fundamental thing we look at is, what is the calories they're consuming? Whether that be through food tracking or whether that be through portion control or strategic manipulation of their diet, whatever it may be, we look at the fundamental truth, which is calories in, calories out. Meal timing, when you look at the actual pyramid, like the pyramid of importance, so imagine in front of you like a pyramid, and you've broken that up into like four or five quadrants. At the base, the foundation is going to be energy balance, so how many calories you consume. After that, it's macronutrient balance. Okay, are you eating the right amount of macros? And then after that, it's things like micronutrients. Okay, are you giving yourself the right spark plugs to fire on all cylinders? And then after that, that's when we start getting into things like meal timing, okay, meal frequency, all that sort of stuff. And even then, for most individuals who are just trying to achieve some fat loss and improve their body composition and their confidence, meal timing is a very small thing to consider. When I said that it's there in the pyramid, it's also honestly mostly for people who are, you know, more active, maybe sports, you know, sports players, you know, athletes of sort, who are trying to manipulate their performance as well. And there's certain, you know, because I would say sports nutrition is a different beast. So there's going to be certain ways that you're going to manipulate your intake and your periodization and all this sort of stuff, which can impact the nitty-gritty when it comes to improving yourself and reaching your peak potential. But if you're just like, let's just hypothetically say that you are like a general gym goer, you go and train to be healthy, to improve your body composition, and you're trying to eat the right diet to lose some weight. For yourself, meal timing, as long as you eat and you, you know, hit your targets, is going to be a very negligible thing most of the time. That's going to play a part potentially with your own individual circumstances. That's something I don't know. Say through a podcast, through a microphone, I can't actually do that, of course. But essentially, there might be some nuance there. But essentially, at the end of the day, you don't have to worry too much about meal timing. Now, if you're someone who's more active, then yeah, you know, once you've addressed those others, meal timing might have a bit more of an impact than maybe someone else. But even then, it's not as big of an impact. And it's something that you want to look into later on down the track when you've addressed the foundation, so to speak. Of course, if you're stuck with that and you want help, reach out, let's have a chat. But other than that, just understand that meal timing and fat loss, there is no direct correlation that you have to eat certain, like you have to eat certain meals at certain times, otherwise you will or won't achieve a certain fat loss result or body composition result. That doesn't exist. So if that was your concern, hopefully that's been squashed. Don't worry about it. Eat the right amount of meals for you. Hit your nutrient targets. Stay consistent, stay patient, and you'll see the results. And if you don't, seek help, okay? Come see a dietitian, okay? Reach out to me if you want. If you feel comfortable, reach out to me. We'll have a chat and we'll see what I can put outside eyes on your situation and see what's going on and help you out, help you break that plateau. But other than that, don't get bogged down in the nitty gritty. Have your priorities straight and look at the biggest, lowest hanging fruits first. And for most individuals stuck with fat loss, it's they're not eating the right amount of calories. Do that first, then move on. So I hope this has helped. Hope it's given you some blunt truths, okay? Because I wanted to be blunt with this one. And yeah, if you got any questions, let me know, okay? Reach out. There's all these links in the description notes below for everything you may need. So reach out whichever way you want, and we'll go from there. But until next time, stay safe, stay classy. I'll see you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated.